Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, memorial and devotional service family members around the world. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 196, where I simply read the Holy Bible. In chronological order. This is a very unique way that we can read the true story of the Bible in chronological order. Today we are reading Numbers chapter 34. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for yesterday. And Lord God in heaven, I thank you for all of my yesterdays, and we all should, for they have a lot to do with our today. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would have continued mercy, love, and grace upon us all who are saved. And please forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins as we from our hearts. By your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please wash all of our sins away afresh and anew in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and help us not to take that for granted. And Holy Father God, I pray and I thank you for salvation and spiritual family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and help us not to take one blessing for granted. Thank you for leading me to point that out the other day in an important article that's being read around the world. And Holy Father God, help people to stop pushing you to the periphery, stop marginalizing you, stop disrespecting you, stop dishonoring you, stop disobeying you and taking you for granted. By the power of your grace, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh this morning and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes and spirits, that we would not sin against you today for those of us who are saved. And Lord, for there are many who are in so-called Christian families and so-called Christian churches who are not saved. And Lord, we pray that you would save their souls, help them to somehow see their need to confess their sins and repent and come to know your Savior. I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, the demonic sins of treachery, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, hindrance and distraction, sabotage and betrayal, and all of those things, those tools that the devil uses to try to hinder your gospel from going forward. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that in spite of the devil and his oppositions on this Friday, which is normally a difficult day, the whole weekend is a difficult season for those of us who are trying to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. And so Lord, help everybody who is saved to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. And I pray that you'll give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. Thank you for the great prayer meeting on earlier this morning. And I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Lord, from all families that are striving to serve you, all churches that are striving to serve you, all ministries that are striving to serve you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin, and grant us all your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right throughout this day. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help all of us who are saved and born again to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. We pray, Holy Father God, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving in our families, in our churches, in this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, this morning that you would deliver us all who are saved and who are doing right by you from all of our afflictions and distresses and cares and worries and anxieties and troubles and problems and fears, Lord, from our hearts and minds, souls, and spirits. For, Lord, we cannot carry these burdens without you. We cast all care upon you. For, Lord, we know that you care for us. And, Lord, if we do right by you, please deliver each and every one of us who name the name of Christ from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Lord, if we are truly born again and if we are doing right by you, deliver us from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, and all other issues that we're facing, cares and worries and anxieties, and fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, and your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord, I do pray that you would bless and protect all families that name the name of Christ. Lord, protect us all from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil today. Protect us from the demons of hell. Protect us, Lord, from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. And for his sake, Lord, place upon us the whole arm of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ in a very wonderful way. For those of us who are truly saved and born again, have thine Holy Spirit, Lord, to move mightily upon the hearts of thousands and millions, to not give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. And Holy Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work mightily upon those who are saved, that they will cease from sin, be convicted of their sins, troubled by their sins, punished by their own sins, chastised by their own sins. Lord, do not give your children any rest who are in sin. Help them to confess their sins, repent, break them, make them and mold them to be what you would have us to be in our family and all other families that name the name of Christ and in all other churches around the world. Lord, help the church today to repent of being the Laodicean church. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. At Numbers chapter 34. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coasts thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along by the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and pass on to Zin, and the going forth thereof shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and shall go on to Hazar-Adar, and pass on to Asmon. And the border shall fetch a compass from Asmon unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as for the western border, ye shall even have the great sea for a border, this shall be your west border, and this shall be your north border. From the great sea ye shall point out for you Mount Hor. From Mount Hor ye shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath, and the goings forth of the border shall be to Zedad. And the border shall go on to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazar Enon. This shall be your north border. And ye shall point out your east border from Hazar Enon to Shepham, and the coast shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall descend and shall reach unto the side of the sea of Shinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land with the coasts thereof round about. And Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which ye shall inherit by lot, which the Lord commanded to give unto the nine tribes and to the half tribe. For the tribe of the children of Reuben, according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad, according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance. And half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on this side Jordan, near Jericho, eastward toward the sun rising. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Ammihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliadad, the son of Shishlon. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bukai, the son of Jogli. The prince of the children of Joseph, for the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel, the son of Ephod. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shiftan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elizaphan, the son of Parnach. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Paltiel, the son of Azan. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahihud, the son of Shelomai. And the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedael, the son of Ammihud. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of of Canaan. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for our time together around your holy word. And I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, your unction and your anointing, help us to understand it more. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to hide it in our hearts. Help us to teach it to others in a discipleship way. And help us to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. In fact, Lord, the people who are listening right now, as they hear the gospel, after I pray, open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.